Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump defending his decision to send National Guard troops and now Marines to Los Angeles to assist law enforcement with protests over immigration raids and protect federal buildings. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the military is being used as political pawns. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson did not say if he thinks Newsom needs to be arrested, as the president has suggested.
That's not my lane. I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that. I mean, look, he's standing in the way of the administration and the carrying out of federal law.
At a House budget hearing today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the troops are trained in crowd control. In London, high-level talks continuing between U.S. and China delegations for a second day as the countries try to carve out a trade deal. And severe storms are leaving a trail of destruction from parts of the south to the northeast today. High winds and tornado damage along with flooding reported. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. Who will run for governor next year? The current governor isn't ready to announce his plans yet. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year, with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
Currently, only two candidates have officially declared their candidacy. Republican Josh Showman and Democrat Zachary Roper are the first two in the mix. There are three committee meetings today in city government. One of those is a city council planning meeting about the city's budget building process tonight. Tomorrow, the city administrator workgroup will meet. Thursday is the common council meeting, where resolutions on the final steps needed for the school district of La Crosse to begin work on two elementary schools will be decided, as well as a pair of proposals that would raise the stormwater utility fee twice in the next 7 months, and again each of the following 3 years. Rain is on the way. Clouds begin moving in overnight with slight chances of showers tomorrow. Highs will top out around 80 degrees. Better chances at precipitation begin overnight Wednesday into Thursday and again Thursday through Friday night. Temperatures will stay in the 70s throughout the rest of the week before bouncing back into the 80s over the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers move on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers minicamp is underway. After releasing Jair Alexander, that leaves them with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine at defensive back. Team president Mark Murphy asked how he feels about that.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, a great story. He's undrafted. He's an all-pro returner. And the reality is, for like the last 4 years, Jair's about half of the games he's been able to play. So, we've been used to it.
Baseball. The Brewers play the Braves again tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing last night 7-1. Basketball. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Thunder beating the Pacers Sunday to tie the series at one game apiece. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton asked about game 2 being more physical with fewer fouls called.
The officials to, let us play a little bit more. So just got to do a better job. How to be better earlier in games.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a light west breeze. We'll become partly cloudy tonight with a small chance of scattered showers. Those continue through tomorrow afternoon. Mixed with some spots of sunshine, highs will still tap 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Those of you who are longtime listeners to the program will recall back when I lived in Washington, D.C., we used to regularly have Seton Motley on the program to debate politics and issues and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we kind of, I don't know, drifted apart, as it were. It's been a long time since I've talked with Seton, and he reached out to us the other day. He's got a new Substack newsletter. It's over at www.lessgovernment.org. You got to put in the www, otherwise you get kicked to his old website. And on Twitter, he's at Seton Motley, S-E-T-O-N-M-O-T-L-E-Y. He's also the president of Less Government, this organization. Seton, welcome back to the program. It's been a long time. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you very much, sir. First of all, at Seton Motley doesn't work on Twitter anymore because they banned it.
Oh.
And Musk never reinstated any of the three accounts that the old regime banned. So I'm actually alt-left, which I thought you might find humorous.
Okay, all right.
How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, I understand you've moved to Belize.
Yes, sir.
Should I move down there? Is there?
It's spectacular.
The last time I was in Belize, I was with Ron Reagan and Rachel Maddow. In fact, Louise and I drove Rachel all the way across the country to get to the airport. And when we were with Ron Reagan, we walked through a local little zoo there, and a monkey peed on his head.
It was on Ron's head.
Yes, it was a very strange trip.
It's the size of New Jersey. There's only 400,000 people, and they're great, and they speak English, and they're very welcoming and very happy to have us here, such as we are. Like I said, it's not a huge population of either natives or expats, and it's a great country. I'm really thoroughly. I've been here about 2.5 years now, and it's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So Sean said that you reached out to us and said that you wanted to issue a mea culpa, an apology. What am I, you know?
To a degree.
I figured there was a caveat there.
No. For some reason, you used the word bankster with me on the air, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I made fun of it at the time, but now I realize it's exactly right. I think what I've come, the conclusion I've reached is a lot of people on the left have correctly identified the problems and incorrectly identified the solutions. The reason we have a lot of the problems you correctly identify is because the government is so big that it's powerful enough to partner with big business and ruin the country. So my solution would be to reduce the size of government so that the big businesses don't have a corrupt partner of the current size to partner with and do damage to the nation and the world.
That seems like an ass-backward way to go about it, Seton. It seems like the first step should be to determine what are the goals of the government. Why do we even have a government?
The Constitution lays that out, and it's very, very limited because they realize
we can debate that. Everything. You and I have debated that many times. I mean, you know, the general welfare is mentioned not just in the preamble, but also in Article 1, Section 8.
At the end of the day, you can finagle all the surrounding language. At the end of the day, there are 10 amendments, and the 9th and 10th say, if it's not expressly mentioned here, it doesn't belong here. It belongs to the states and the people. So you can't, unless you amend the Constitution, general welfare is not a wide open door to drive an 18-wheel.
It actually is, but let me finish my thought, if I may. Number one, we should determine what the goal of government is. Number two, in that context, in other words, is government here to provide for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Does it provide the general welfare? Or is government here to simply defend the country from, you know, foreign invasion? Once we've determined what the goal of government is, then we should have a debate about where the limits of the commons are.
No, it's not supposed to provide life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's supposed to protect our right to pursue it.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Provide it.
I don't.
The word "provide" is inherently and fundamentally flawed.
I get it, but as always, you know, we need to let each other finish our sentences once in a while here. So, you know, we're falling back on old habits. So it's your argument that, you know, what's happened is that the government got too big, and because it's so big, it's facilitating banksters who are ripping us all off. I would argue.
Not just banksters, pharmaceutical companies, pick a big business in any sector you wish, or multiple big businesses in any sector you wish, and they are partnering with big government to further their profits at the expense of the people.
I get it. And once again, you stepped on me in mid-sentence. I would argue that it's not that the size of government is a canard. It's a red herring. That really what's going on is that the Supreme Court in 1976 with the Buckley decision and 78 with the Bilotti decision written by Lewis Powell and in 2010 with Citizens United legalized bribery. And so now you've got a government that, regardless of its size, is going to always defer to the people who offer the biggest bribes, whether it's Elon Musk putting Donald Trump into office with his $300 million and his multi-billion dollar investment in X, or whether it's, you know, the pharmaceutical industry or the banking industry buying off members of Congress. And that's the original sin. That's the core problem.
No, the original sin is growing government so big to be worthy of bribing.
Well, regardless of the size of government, government is the only agency that has the power to put people in prison.
You're going to let me finish my sentence?
Of course.
If you were in high school, would you pay protection money to the captain of the chess club, or would you pay protection money to Mike Tyson? The chess club guy's not a threat. I want chess club government. I don't want Mike Tyson government.
Well, that's a nice glib response, but it doesn't make any sense or address the issue.
If the government isn't big enough to do anything for you, there's no reason to bribe it.
No, that's not true. The government has the power. Government is the only institution that has the power to take away your freedom. In fact, the government is the only institution that has the power to legally take away your life.
Which is why you want it small.
No, it's why you want it not to be able to be bribed.
It's humans running the joint. It's going to be bribed.
No,
Barack Obama spent 8 years jamming net neutrality down our throats, and then he signs a ridiculous $50 million Netflix production deal when he's never produced a movie in his life as a retroactive bribe for shoving bad policy down our throats.
Hey, I'm not trying to tell you here that Democrats aren't on the take, too. I'm telling you that we have that five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court over the course of four decisions, you know, Buckley, Bilotti, Citizens United, and McCutcheon, have basically opened the doors for massive corruption in the United States. And until we get that under control, we shouldn't even bother talking about the size of government. I realize that's your shtick, but
if you want to limit corruption, limit the government. They're the ones being bribed. If you can't bribe them, if they're not worthy of being bribed, most of the bribes go away.
No. It's, you're assuming that the bribes follow the government. The bribes are, you know, people bribing government will cause government to create new agencies to do exactly what the bribers want. I mean, here's an example.
Like Obamacare?
Here's an example. Back
you
when,
like Obamacare?
Obamacare was obviously the result of bribes.
Policy.
Obamacare was clearly the result of bribes, Seton. It was a $1 trillion giveaway to the health insurance industry. It was written by the Heritage Foundation. It was intended to be a bribery system.
Yes.
But go back to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration.
Bloodstream government and health care.
When Monsanto invented genetically modified organisms and they wanted to bring them into the marketplace, the first thing they did is they went to George Herbert Walker Bush with large campaign contributions and said, we want these regulated. They wanted them regulated. Why? Because they wanted the regulations to be sufficiently complex that nobody could compete with them for decades.
And who makes complex regulations? Big government. You know who makes regulations? Small government.
No, I don't think that's...
Of course, you think
the size of government is the key to the whole thing.
If you have 50 regulators regulating something or you have 5 regulators regulating something, when does it get more complicated?
When the 5 regulators start taking bribes and they turn into 50 regulators. Because there's bribe money to spread.
So you're arguing against growing government. Thank you very much.
I'm all in favor of a government that's big enough to do what needs to be done. And again, that takes us back to the discussion about what is the goal and what's the purpose of government. Don't they have a national health care system in Belize?
No, it's all private.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's entirely private. And I hit myself in the throat with a pipe. The next day, I saw 2 doctors, got an MRI and a prescription filled for less than $300 US.
Wow. Wow. That's
It's amazing funny. How affordable things are when government isn't helping you pay for it.
Okay. Fascinating. Well, Seton Motley, what was the website?
Lessgovernment.org. You didn't write. I just found this out yesterday. You have to put the www. You're exactly right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a way that you can fix that in the settings, in your technical settings for Substack.
I will have to learn and then do. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's all alt left on Twitter.
There you go. Seton Motley, the president of Less Government, www.lessgovernment.org. And Seton, thanks for dropping by. We will live to fight again.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Good talking to you. It's 17 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And should they be able to bribe the government? And we dare to say, hell no. We'll be right back. You probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Stream Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a backseat. Text fees may apply.
In the game of politics, the field's not level. One side's playing dirty, dancing with the devil. Gerrymanders, purges, they stack the deck. While the other side plays fair, earns respect. Should Democrats rig the vote, change the game? Fight fire with fire, shed the shame. When justice is blinded and rules are bent, is it time for a new precedent?
23 minutes past the hour. So Greta Thunberg is on this boat going from southern Europe down to Gaza to deliver prosthetics for children, artificial limbs for children who have had their limbs blown off by Israeli bombs, food to children who are an infant formula, who are literally starving right now in a near famine situation, and medicine, because the hospitals have all been bombed. Many of the doctors have been killed. Over 100 journalists have been murdered. I mean, this is just wild stuff. So she was on this, they called it the Freedom Flotilla, from the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. They were on a boat called the Madeleine, M-A-D-L-E-E-N. It's a UK-flagged vessel. And Israel, while they were out in international waters, Israel went out and intercepted them and basically kidnapped them. Heidi Matthews, who's an assistant professor of law at Osgoode Hall Law School at York University in Canada, said, quote, "The world is watching Israel attack a civilian boat carrying no weapons, only humanitarian aid, flying a UK flag in international waters and carrying humanitarians of many nationalities. Israel has precisely zero authority to do so under any law." The human rights attorney and organizer of the flotilla, Hawadi Araf, said that, quote, "Israel has no legal authority to detain international volunteers aboard the Madeleine," and argued that the naval blockade violates the International Court of Justice's, quote, "binding orders requiring unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza." And it wasn't just Greta Thunberg. Rima Hassan, who's a member of the European Parliament, was also aboard this ship. This is, and apparently the Israeli drones first came over the ship and sprayed them with a white powder. They're still trying to figure out what is this white powder that they just sprayed us with. You know, was it polonium or something? I mean, what's going on here? And then they boarded and attacked the ship. And they also were jamming the ship's radio so that, because Greta Thunberg, she recorded some videos and got them up on social media, but the later videos, as they were being intercepted, she could not get out because the Israelis were jamming it. I mean, this is just wild. This Netanyahu administration is really destroying the reputation that Israel had, you know, largely successfully built over more than a half a century. And you know, now increasingly it's just being viewed as another corrupt, autocratic, you know, wannabe dictator state. It's a genuine tragedy. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the rest of us. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Here in Wisconsin, winter wheat is almost a week behind last year, but the condition of that crop is improving across the state. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Tuesday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Today we're catching up with market advisor John Heinberg. He joins us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. John says the moisture in the forecast could make it difficult to get that wheat off the ground in different regions. That would be price supportive for Wisconsin growers.
The current weather patterns are putting a lot of moisture through the southern part of the United States. And, you know, that is something really could turn friendly for the wheat market, that especially the hard red winter wheat. If that rain continues, obviously it slows harvest, but it impacts quality of that wheat as they're harvesting. And then that could tighten up some supplies in terms of good quality wheat, because that HRW wheat or hard red winter wheat is the wheat that goes into a lot of bread making and that type of flour. So that's something we'll have to kind of watch down the road is the weather forecast there and how quickly they get that wheat harvest out with all this precipitation that they're forecasted for in that region.
John Heinberg along with us from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll see what that wheat price looks like after the break.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com.
Tuesday from Chicago, corn markets are mixed. Cash corn up a penny and a quarter at 434 and three quarters. December new crop corn is down 2¾ cents at 435 and a quarter. Soybeans are seeing a lift. Cash beans up a nickel and a quarter at 1061 and a quarter. November new crop beans up a penny and a quarter at 1032 a bushel. John Heinberg's forecast hasn't come into play yet. July new crop wheat is down 8¾ cents at 533 and a quarter. The July Class 3 milk contract is 12 cents lower at 1870 a hundredweight. The August contract down 6 cents at 1927. That's your market update on a Tuesday. Don't forget to follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com for all things farm news. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a light west breeze. We'll become partly cloudy tonight with a small chance of scattered showers. Those continue through tomorrow afternoon. Mixed with some spots of sunshine, highs will still tap 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
The war against California Democrats that's been declared by the president. And here's my, that's my thesis, and here's my proof. You have Los Angeles County, 10 million residents, about 1 million or 10% undocumented. In that amount, 20% are under 18 years old. So there's 8 million potential voters, and 6 million of them are registered at a rate of 3 Democrats to every Republican. Let's go to a similar demographic, the neighbor, Orange County. 3 million residents, about a quarter million undocumented, with 1.8 million registered voters, 37% Democrat, 34% Republican, 22% other or independent, which means very purple. Why is all this attention being put on Los Angeles County, where a 1 in 10 person has the undocumented status? 20% of households are what you call mixed status, the undocumented status versus resident, citizen, or, you know, green card.
Right.
Why? Because it's effective and it's a war on Democrats. That's what this is, pure and simple.
Yeah, and a war on brown people.
Well, that's it. Half of that California's children are from with at least one immigrant parent. Yeah. A third of the residents in LA are half of them.
California is now a majority minority state, isn't it?
Absolutely, but here's the point. The immigrants, since, you know, 1965, we changed our laws. Mm-hmm. People aren't coming from Sweden. They're coming from other places. Whereas you point out, there are all these advertisements, come get a job.
Right.
This plant's hiring, and, you know, all of that. And I'd just like to point out, on the policing issue, this is what I told Mateo I was going to lead with, but here's what I'll conclude with. That county, L.A. County, is not as heavily policed as New York City, but nobody on the planet is, except maybe China. But there are 9,000 LAPD officers. There are 10,000 L.A. County Sheriff Department officers. Half of the surrounding cities of Los Angeles have their own police department. That's another 4,000 officers. They're all available in the county. And I'm not even counting the California Highway Patrol, which serves, you know, the Southland area.
Right.
This is a war on Democrats. It's a war on brown people. And up here in red Idaho, it's all performative theater. And I can't tell you the hate and the vitriol coming out of the people here.
Yeah.
And this is a dairy state. Do you know you cannot get a visa for 24 months for a dairy worker? They're only seasonal for agriculture. So by definition, our entire dairy industry is employing undocumented people.
Hmm.
Okay, let's just close that down. You want milk prices to go up? There you go.
They're not doing major enforcement actions in red states, though, to the best of my knowledge. Do you know of any?
Well, that's true, too. It's theater for the red state old people who skew old and white. That's
who are
all
just
it
watching
is.
It all on Fox News.
You don't have to. You got it all on the air. It's all on your talk radio. It is
hateful. Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I get it. I totally get it.
That's my rant.
Okay. Susan, thank you very much for the call. I've got a caller here. I don't have your location. I do have your phone number. It ends in 2908. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that I got on. I don't want to give you my name, but I will because
just
you'll
your,
understand when I tell you where I'm coming
name?
From.
Or a phony name? I don't care, but something.
You can call me Angel as part of one of my names.
Okay, you got it. And where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from, I want to step back just a second in the conversations. I actually called you at the beginning of the show, and I got disconnected. So, and then I called back. So,
and
I'm
where
calling,
are you calling from?
I'm calling from mid-north Michigan and
okay.
that ruthless, toothless neo-Nazi training area. And I moved up here some years ago from Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, which I'm actually ashamed of their recent practices.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. I am totally permanently disabled. I'm in my midlife, and I'm afraid all of the time. I'm in tears every single day. I don't feel like I have a voice anymore. I used to be an activist. I am, like, literally afraid, horrified, terrified. But here's my question to you, because as there are different kinds of fighting, there's marches that can easily be fought to lead or forced to lead by people who are inserted into those marches to bring things on into riots. Or there is what we did have a very long time ago, something called sit-ins. I'm wondering if it's time for us to not do the same thing. Like, if we're going to show up at the Capitol, it would be if we all sat down. If we all sat down, then everyone would know who's sitting down instead of standing up. I mean, we've been begging for the Congress people to stand up, but they're not standing up. They're just, it's a horrific situation. I call my congressperson every day. They won't take any phone calls from me anymore. It's 4 months now, and I called in the Capitol and locally.
So I understand, Angel, your question.
I'm thinking, I want your opinion, basically, on a different way to effectively protest without more people being used to Trump's advantage.
First of all, let me just for the record, make
may,
the
may
point.
Maybe this will help. Maybe this will help. Just one more quick thing, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
Like, you had spoke about the general welfare and how desperate people, you know, do desperate things. And our type of people, like educated people or people that have reason, and possibly intellect or certainly smart, are, you know, not going to go out there. We fight with our brains. We're not the clawing and hair pulling type, the guns and knives type, the pitchforks or the sticks and stones type. We're the people who fight with our brains. It doesn't seem that we're fighting with our brains.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. First off, let me suggest that being frightened and being in tears is an enormous waste of time and effort and energy. Franklin Roosevelt, in his inaugural address in March of 1933, talked about, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And then he went on to say, you know, paralyzing, nameless, he had three adjectives, fear, but that impedes forward progress. His point was, you know, fear and anxiety are things that cripple us. They paralyze us. They don't help us. They don't move us forward. And so, you know, I would strongly suggest that, you know, you figure out a way or talk to a counselor or something to you know, let go of that stuff and start imagining a positive future that you can help make. Number one. Number two, the point,
May I quickly respond to that? Just
certainly.
Quickly. I do agree, and yes, I was receiving therapy until I was not allowed to receive therapy anymore because no one will take Medicare or Medicaid anymore.
Yeah.
And because of the situations that are going on, that stopped at the beginning of the year. And I am in a crippling situation because I do not have parents or children or spouse or other. And I am surrounded by neighbors that know a little bit about me, and there's fear because of the way I'm treated and the cursing and the fact that house isn't burned down.
I get it. And I can't play counselor with you.
It's really paralyzing. And there are people out there.
As a general principle,
fear and panic
are not useful emotions. Yeah. They will shorten your life. But in terms of what can we do, what we can do is get out in the streets. There is a huge body of solid evidence suggesting that tyrants cannot stand up to the people when the people are properly mobilized and there's enough of them. Angel, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Good luck. Richard in Highland Park, California. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy, you're talking to Joe Walsh about conservatives and then Motley getting on there.
Yes.
The three of you being so disparate. And there was a caller a couple of days ago who said that the term conservative has been totally misused. It's misused by the media. It's misused by everybody. And that the six on our Supreme Court and all of MAGA, they're power hungry.
They're reactionaries.
You know,
they're not greedy separatists.
They're really separatists.
Yeah, Confederates.
And so my statement to you and Joe and Mr. Motley is, read the Constitution from a conservative point of view. Start by finding out the definition of conservative, then go to the Constitution, and I found that it is a totally conservative document for democratic principles, so that everybody's involved. As you said, the power of the people, the promise of our republic. The promise of our republic and what makes it revolutionary is that it takes disputes that all throughout history are settled through war, and they're still that way. But our Constitution is about nonviolence, and none of us were taught that throughout our years for 200 years.
Yeah.
Especially after the Civil War, our Constitution means nonviolent settling of disputes through dialogue.
And through the law, and through the law. And yeah, I don't disagree. And you know, our country was forged in protest, and we should be able to protest. Richard, thank you. Spot on. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I always thought that Steve Miller missed his calling for not being a greeter at a mortuary.
Yeah.
I mean,
he looks like a gargoyle to me, but I, you know, it's really unfair to judge people on their looks. You know, it is kind of sad that his wife has left him for Elon Musk.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently. I don't know what you call him now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to call your attention to an article, May 12, 2015, by Kurt Eichenwald in Newsweek, entitled "The Invasion of Texas: When Partisanship Becomes Extreme Sport,"
mm-hmm.
and how everyone freaked out over what was it called, Operations SPAR? I don't remember the name of it. That when they were having training exercises that they normally do in Texas, everyone went nuts on the other side, saying that he was setting up internment camps.
Oh, this was during the Obama administration. The FEMA camps, they're coming.
And that,
they're here. Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember it well, Bill.
Right. Right.
And absolute hysteria on Fox News for weeks.
Right. And they said, right, the government was overreaching, and there was a military was there, you know, and
yeah.
And Ted Cruz was saying that, this is, you know, too much, and Governor Abbott said that he's going to have his National Guard keep an eye on the military invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's the opposite thing going on, where they're talking about invading L.A.
Yeah. And the conservatives are not speaking out, and they're not freaking out. I mean, Fox News could pull out some of those, 10, 11-year-old scripts and just rerun them. But, of course, they won't, because you've got a Republican in the White House, not a Democrat.
Right, right. And it was Operation Jade Helm 15.
That's correct.
And it's weird if you go back then, it's a time capsule, how everyone's freaking about the extremists, how they're accusing Obama of, not Obama, I'm sure, Clinton of covering up his affair by bombing or sending a missile over to try to get Osama bin Laden. And,
oh, yeah, I remember that, too. That was, he's trying to get us not to think about, what's her name? Yep.
Levinsky.
Yeah, Monica.
But, if you go back far enough, you'll understand that this is what happens over and over again. As far as Italy's concerned, though, their government always stood. They got rid of Mussolini at one point, and they got rid of...
they've got Maloney now, who's going hard right. But, you know, they're
right.
Kind of swinging back. Bill, I got to run, but thank you. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. It is 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, it's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-471-9773. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-471-9773. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-471-9773. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-471-9773. That's 800-471-9773.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. Louise puts it in her coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GET, getnativepath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
They snatch you up without a judge or trial.
4 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I have a caller in Madison, Wisconsin with a 9612 as the last digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tom. My name is Amy. I'm calling from Verona, Wisconsin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks, Amy.
You're a popular guy. Hard to get a hold of.
Well, I suppose that's good news. What's on your mind?
Well, it's something you brought up at the very start of your show. You were talking about Kennedy going back on his word that he took under oath when during his confirmation hearing, saying he wouldn't cut, you know, certain programs. He made promises to not cut them.
Yeah, he told Senator Bill Cassidy he wouldn't blow up the vaccine approval board.
Right. And now he's gone back on his word. So isn't he basically lying under oath? Or once you leave that chamber, are you not under oath anymore? And you can go back on your word whenever you want.
I have no recollection, and I've been following this for, a half a century, Amy. I have no recollection of any cabinet member or judge, federal judge, being suffering any significant penalty for having lied to Congress during their confirmation hearings. Do you recall it ever happening?
Not in my lifetime, but...
Yeah, there you go.
What can we do about that? Because it happens quite a bit, and it just... The American people, you know, suffer for that.
I completely agree. And I think that there should be consequences. There should have been consequences for the Supreme Court judges who lied about their positions on Roe v. Wade and other things. There should be consequences to Bob Kennedy for lying to Senator Cassidy. But there won't be, tragically. And I don't have any magic formula for that. I mean, you know, it would probably not be a bad idea for everybody to call their senators and to particularly call Senator Cassidy, who is where does he represent? Is that Wyoming or he's somewhere out there in the Middle West? But whatever, you know, call Senator or maybe it's Louisiana, whatever it is. Anyhow, call Senator Cassidy and say, are you going to let Kennedy get away with this? He lied to you and see what happens. I suspect that he won't do anything. Cassidy's already kind of talking out of the side of his mouth, going, well,
aren't they all?
Yeah. And it's a real problem. I mean, you know, we're relying on the integrity and honesty of people who are being vetted for their honesty and integrity, and we're rewarding them when they're dishonest and display no integrity. So, Amy, thank you for the call.
Well,
I got to run. I'm sorry. It's the end of the hour.
Yep.
Good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Vicki Harrison with Common Cause is going to drop by. Republicans and billionaires want to rewrite the Constitution from scratch. What could possibly go wrong?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE arrests prompting President Trump to double down on sending military troops to assist, despite California's governor's stance that local and state law enforcement does not need the National Guard or Marines. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
The president is not backing down from this political fight with California Governor Gavin Newsom. He was on social media earlier today calling the governor incompetent and said that if he did not send in the National Guard to Southern California, then Los Angeles would be burning to the ground.
In London, Trump cabinet members taking part in trade talks with China for a second day. It comes as the World Bank is out with its forecast, saying President Trump's tariffs are expected to slow economic growth this year in the U.S. and around the globe. Russia continuing its aerial attacks in Ukraine, striking Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa. Ukrainian officials say three were killed and more than a dozen others wounded. This is ABC News.